Okay, I'm back with another special guest. Actually, I believe a returning guest. And there's a few things that we need to discuss. And starting with number one, journaling.
Yes.
As in secret journals, as in journals
that... Are all journals secret?
Actually, it's a good place to start. By definition, does a journal mean it's secret?
I guess not, but I think most people keep it secret. It's the stuff that you don't want to tell other people.
Is that what a journal is?
For most people. Some people just journal to chronicle their life, I think.
I think that's how I started. I mean, I started my journal because I just wanted to chronicle what I was doing.
Oh.
For you.
You must have been doing interesting stuff then.
No.
I never journaled to chronicle my life because it was interesting. I've always journaled because...
What do you journal... Like, what is the purpose of your journaling?
I think it changed as I grew up. Like, when I was little, it was just, like, stupid teenager stuff or adolescent stuff. Like, who do you like and who pissed you off and hate this person and... But then as I grew older, I started journaling only when bad stuff was happening to me or when I was, like, really down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really talk to people about problems, I would journal. So it was kind of like my therapist.
We're both kind of like that because neither one of us talked to people about stuff, mm-hmm. but we shunt it into our journal.
Yes. It's like sitting on a couch, except you're not. It's like laying down on a psychiatrist's right. couch where they don't say anything. They just listen to you. So it's actually very effective therapy because then if you were to if I ever read back what I wrote, it's really pretty stupid.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is journaling then more honest? Is it more the real you?
Yes.
It is? Yes. Oh, it is the real yes. you. That's interesting because I contend that my journal is not really necessarily the real me. It's just the part of me that is sort of hidden. I mean, not hidden, but just a separate part of me. Because reading, for example, you just said that your journal, you journal when you're depressed. You journal when you need to let something out.
I used to. Like, that. Then yeah. That was, like, the second phase of, like, when I was journaling. Only be, like, the... Now I don't necessarily just journal when I'm upset. But that was, like, the second phase I was journaling.
What is the third phase?
Now I kind of, like, if there's just... I don't know. I'm not a daily journaler anymore, so I'll just kind of sum up things that have happened in the last, like, 2 weeks or a month or whatever and just give an overall feeling of what's been going on in my life. Because I don't feel like I need to chronicle day-to-day stuff anymore.
That's what the Moblog is for.
That's what Twitter and Facebook right. and all that stuff is for.
So
you don't think that that's the real you?
I don't think it's any more real or not real than
it's say, just like, a, you're right. It's like a it's a part of me side. That I don't share with other people.
Yeah.
So not necessarily the real. It's just like that. It's now, like a secret door.
Why wouldn't you share this part of you with other people?
Because a lot of it is transient, and I don't feel like I need to just like it's just like transient feelings that I can figure out or work through, and I don't need to necessarily whine or complain or share it with people. I'm like, what's the point?
And I mean, that's the thing, because when you journal and then you read somebody else's journal, it reads like this is what's happening.
Right,
and you
this
read
them is who in succession. They are, yeah.
And I think you have to be very careful to look at the dates, like mm-hmm. March 3rd and the next one's March 14th.
Uh-huh.
And even if you don't look at that, you might read it and be like, well, this person's just like pissed off all the time.
Right, but thing is, like they could just, maybe you're just only journaling when you're pissed off.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah, I think it's a lot of what I journal is just very transient. So like if I was perpetually depressed,
yeah.
then maybe I would talk to people, or maybe not actually, but I think journaling is just captures small snapshots of your life. And even if you read back and it's stupid, it sounds stupid. It was like it was what it was, and it was I got through it. So,
do you find it to be therapeutic?
I don't know. I don't feel like when I'm going through anything that I need therapy. It's just kind of like something I've always done. Right. It's just does it help? I guess so. I mean, I haven't had any nervous breakdowns.
Well, so I guess that you will admit to. See, the way I look at it, journaling is this: is like. I don't know, it's not really therapeutic for me, even though I recommend it in that particular way, but just, I like to capture what I'm feeling so that later I can revisit that feeling.
Do you reread your journals?
Not that often, but sometimes. For example, you know, I'll go back and be like, what happened a year ago? And kind of read it. Mm-hmm. And because I have such a short memory, I'm like, I don't even know what
yeah,
I was thinking during this situation. But then when you reread it, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I've been surprised by some of the things that I've read, like years and years ago, and be like, oh, my God, I was this upset about this, like, or right. I was, or, like, why wasn't I more upset or something. But then I find that my writing is so similar throughout the years that it's kind of like rereading the same entry sometimes. Like, my writing hasn't really changed very much.
You're just copy-pasting.
It's just my style of writing is the same, and I think my way of processing is exactly the same, so I don't know that I've actually progressed. Like, I don't know that I've actually... It's not quite effective therapy in that way for me, because I don't feel like I haven't matured my way of thinking, I guess. It's like if I were to look back at an entry and see how I handled a situation or how I felt during a situation, and then I look back like a month ago how I might have handled a situation, the way I'm writing about it, I'm like the exact same person. So to me, it's not like I'm not doing it in order to better myself or to see.
Right.
Like, I just do it because if I'm frustrated or whatever, I just like to write. I like to write it out and get it out, and then I'm okay.
How do you feel about reading journal-esque books? Like, you know, diaries, like the Diary of Anne Frank, or the, do you know Aeneas Nin? I don't know.
Oh, yes.
And I think it is very famous for
journal
writing. And so do you like reading that kind of stuff? Like, I'm really attracted to confessional blogs.
Yeah, well, blogs. I think that's a voyeuristic part of all of us. I think everyone would kind of like to read other people's journals.
Some people hate it, though. Some people are like, I hate reading narcissistic journal type confessional blogs because it's just all about you, I, and some people really don't like that.
Oh, I do. I love it. I like it. I think, well, I don't know many people who wouldn't like it, but, well, because I feel like that same person who's complaining would probably find a journal and read it.
Because everybody would. We just watched Huge, where one of the characters found somebody else's secret journal.
Yes.
And stopped at one page.
Yes, which I thought was insane. And she didn't believe him. Like, she was convinced that he read the whole journal, because who wouldn't read a whole journal? And I kind of agree with that. Like, why wouldn't you? If I found a journal, I would read the whole goddamn thing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I read my cousin's journal.
I broke into George's journal all the time. I mean, we had the same key. So, you know, like, they make the same dinky key.
Yes.
And, I mean, but the thing is, at 12 years old, most people's journals aren't that exciting.
But when you're a 12-year-old reading a 12-year-old's journal, it's pretty exciting.
It's like, oh, yeah. I saw this boy.
I was, like, 10 or 11, and I read my 13-year-old cousin's journal, which was, like, super exciting, because she was, like, my cool 13-year-old. She was a teenager. But she found out.
Of course she did. Well, you're not good at breaking people's journals.
Well.
I leave no traces. here's the thing. I'm always trying to get my guy friends to journal.
Mm.
And it's been a difficult process.
Guys really journal.
They don't.
They don't really, I mean, this is such a bad generalization, but I feel like guys are pretty on the surface.
Untrue. That's totally untrue, because I don't think guys are on the surface.
I don't think that they care enough to, like, really, like, journaling is, like, people journal, I think, to kind of figure stuff out or to get things out or to process things. And I feel like a lot of guys, or at least a lot of guys I know, don't internalize, don't. Like, they deal in a different way. It's just,
I think guys
take
things
just for what it is.
They don't see journaling as a way to process it. They do it in other guyish ways. But I'm always trying to get my guy friends to start journaling.
Like, what guyish ways? Like, sports?
I don't know. Guys are, like, driving the car and, like, hey. Like, or maybe they don't think about it. I mean, guys go through emotions, obviously. They go through these things.
Yeah, but, like, driving, like, racing your car down the highway or, like, playing sports, it's just a way to, like, get the physical, like, you know, it's to kind of physically burn it off, but that's not the same thing as, like, mentally processing something.
You ever read a guy's journal?
My cousin, my other cousins, but, you know, he was...
What kind of...
But he was young. I mean, we were both young.
All your cousins had journals?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not all, but a lot of them did.
Yeah. In college, once we went around, we all shared portions of our journal. I didn't keep a journal at this point, but I didn't keep it until after college. But, you know, like, everybody shared from their journals. Mm-hmm. I started real late. I was like a guy. I didn't journal.
I feel like, maybe it's because, I don't know, my cousin who journaled when he was little, it's because he had a sister, and I thought maybe because, like, he had a sister who journaled, maybe that he kind of picked it up from her.
Right.
I don't know.
You have read a little bit of my journal, perhaps, like, two entries. I've read maybe one or two of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And would you contend that, in a way, reading somebody else's journal is the ultimate sort of trust sign?
Trust, like, do I trust that you're not going to go blab what you read to somebody else?
Or whatever. Is that the ultimate, is that the ultimate sign? Saying that...
It's like the ultimate letting down a wall. Like it it's all, yes, it's like exposing yourself completely. And which I'm not comfortable with you whatsoever. Never do it. No, I don't do that. I will never, nobody will read my journal again.
Oh. I don't know what to say that. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's very, it's personal. Like, I could read an entry to somebody because then if I wanted to filter things out, I could do that. But I don't think I would be comfortable giving somebody my journal to read.
Now, because your journal, nobody else reads you except you. Entries. Yeah. Do you, how much do you filter in your journal?
I don't filter.
At all?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. I don't filter at all.
I'm intrigued.
Why would I filter in a journal entry? That's the whole point of a journal entry. It's like to like really expose yourself raw to yourself.
I mean, sometimes I think about having, you know, a journal within a journal. There's like the journal, which is like, oh, you know, some people might get to it, read it. But then you have a secret journal. See, this is the problem with me. I have like multiple layers of journals. On journals.
They're very complex.
It's not complexity. It's just like fear of like, you know, being found. Because I've definitely had experiences with people. Some people have read my journal and have access to it. Mm-hmm. I've definitely like gotten shit for it. You've never had this experience because you've never shared it.
No.
But I've definitely had like really good friends like read it and then be like, you wrote this. Yeah. And then like it causes to like
have I a wouldn't big do that. Issue. I wouldn't let anybody read my journal.
Yet.
Period.
Period. Okay.
I wouldn't let anybody read because I'm very it's raw. It's pretty whatever I'm really feeling or thinking.
How do you feel about trading journals though? Like we have talked about it. I'm like, hey, I'll let you read mine if you read, you know.
No, what you've said is, if you let me read yours, I'll let you read mine.
Whatever. That's semantics, whatever. No. Now, how do you feel about the trading journals?
I would love to read anybody who gives me their journal. I'd love to read their journals, but I will
not. But you wouldn't trade them?
No.
Why?
I don't want anyone to read my journal. If I did, I'll just tell you what I feel. Which?
How about when you die?
When I die? Yeah, whatever.
Who cares, right, at that point?
Yeah.
So basically...
Yeah, if I'm dead, you can read my journal.
Aren't you afraid then that this journal will then reflect... People will be like, this is what, you know, this person thought their entire life...
I don't care, because then they'll just feel so bad that I'm dead, and they'll be like, we love her.
So now, I mean, is the fear of exposing journal, like, judgment?
No.
It's not?
Well, I mean, I don't feel like all my thoughts are anybody's business. Like, I'll let you know what I want you to know. I'll share with you what I feel like I want to share with you. But I don't think, is anybody 100% with anybody else? That's like, I mean, crazy. Nobody's 100% with anybody.
Who has that time? Not even, I don't have time to listen to somebody blabber on and on.
I don't feel like anybody's 100% open with each other. And giving your journal, like my journal, which is like totally open, like that would be 100% to somebody.
It would be 100%.
Yes, and I would never, I mean, I'm not 100% with anybody.
Now, how do you feel about journals in relationships? I used to read this blog where the two people in a relationship would almost process things via their journals online to a public. Mm-hmm. So if they got in a fight, you could read this person's and then read this person's. And it's very interesting.
It's interesting, I guess, theoretically.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Would you ever let your significant other read your journal?
No.
I mean, you don't let anybody. But in theory, like, is that any worse than having a friend read it?
I guess when I'm in a relationship, sometimes a good part of the journaling is probably about the significant other. Yeah. So, and I've never let a significant other read my journal. Yes.
And
I say no. I say no. Not happening. No.
I mean,
it has caused fights.
Yeah, but I mean, like you're in a relationship, isn't it? But like, I want
to
know everything.
I don't think they should want to know everything. And that's like my way to, like, if I'm upset about you, I'm going to write about you, and you don't need to know it, and I'm not going to take it out on you. This is my way of not taking it out on you. If I'm going to write about it, then I won't hold any resentments or whatever.
So it's important to even keep that closed.
You when have, you're in there's no 100%. Even if I let somebody read my journal, I'm bound to lie to them at some point. So like, there's no 100%.
Right. 100%. So you know they're reading it.
Yeah.
It's like quantum physics. Like you just, if some, you're looking at it, it changes it.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't feel like you have to share your. Do you?
How do I feel?
About, and when you're in a relationship, would you share your journal?
I think with one girlfriend, I tried it, and I offered to let her read some of it, and she did. And it probably was a really bad idea, because I no longer do that anymore. And I'm like, in fact, that's almost an automatic, you're not going to read it if you're going out with me, because that's craziness. Mm. Although, at times, I've thought about just having a journal publicly.
Yeah.
I was regretting the very next day.
But that's a different type of journal. That's not the type where you can be 100% honest.
No, I mean, because I talk about, I have a friend who we often talk about vulnerability, and I really respect his sort of newfound attempt to be vulnerable and just like, hey, who cares? Like, because yeah, like, what are we hiding? Because we're hiding. Here's the thing: strangers, acquaintances, they don't care about you. They're not, you know, like, they don't hear what you're saying.
No, it's not
friends.
Them.
Yeah, they could be doing something. But the thing is, aren't we trying to be closer to our friends? Don't we want to know more about our people? And if everyone's more carefree and sharing and vulnerable, that would facilitate better friendships.
I'm not talking about, like, entries where I'm, you know, exposing my insecurities or things like that. That stuff doesn't really bother me as much. It's more like...
Shit-talking.
It's shit-talking and... yeah, and it's... I'm very opinionated in my journal at times.
Not in real life, though.
No, I'm very opinionated in real life, too. But, like, about somebody. And yeah. I'll be opinionated about somebody, and, like, I wouldn't want them to read that, because why would I want them to read
actually,
that?
Now I think about it, yes. Yeah, so, my one girlfriend who did read my journal, she actually was like, your journal is incredibly one-sided, and all the stuff you say about us is, like, it's just wrong. And she's like, I want a rebuttal in my journal.
Oh, but see, that's so stupid.
And I was like, whoa, well, you know, that actually makes a lot of sense, because that would be really interesting to me.
But maybe it's interesting, but it's dumb to be like, your journal's so one-sided. That's, of course it is. It's like, you're not there to, like, but if you're using your journal to, like, accurately chronicle events and stuff, then fine, you want to be as objective as possible.
Right.
But if you're having an emotional, like, entry, then of course it's going to be subjective. That's your emotions. That's how you processed it. It's how you viewed it. Doesn't matter if years later you go back and be like, yes, I was right, and when actually you weren't right.
Well, but even if you're trying to be objective, there's, like, you know, you write down a memory of your events, and there's that phrase, like, by writing it down, it becomes true.
Yes.
You know, you're the historian who writes down this stuff, and if you don't give the other person any space to respond or to correct the events, 20 years later someone's going to read your journal and be like, this is what happened.
But we've already described we've already identified by who we are by our false sense of memories anyway. Like, everyone does that. Everyone's sense of, like, identity is based on their interpretations of their memories, and that you don't have to write it down. I mean, we aren't even really who we think we are, because it's just basically we're self-projecting our memories onto ourselves, and that's how we identify with ourselves. Like, I'm this person because this happened to me, and then this is how I react when these things happen. And I don't buy that.
That was deep.
That was deep, wasn't it?
Yeah, chicken soup for the soul, page 32.
At 5:20 in the morning, too.
Yeah. That's true.
So it doesn't really matter if someone's like, oh, it's so one-sided. Of course it's one-sided. Your whole life is one-sided. Everything you think about yourself is one-sided.
I don't like that. No. What I think about myself is the right.
But it's true, though. It's true. You're basically only what you want to think about yourself.
Okay. How often do you journal now? Not every day.
No, not every day. No, not every day. But, like, so when I first moved here, I was journaling a lot more frequently, and then... now I'm probably like once every 2 weeks, which is still pretty frequent.
Okay.
I think the longest I went recently was probably a month with that journaling, which is a long time.
Are you recapping events now? You're just talking about...
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily go like, okay, in the last 2 weeks I did this, and this. Like, one thing that I wanted to, like, that I wanted to jot down, I'll write about it, and, like, what, you know, whatever I felt or whatever, I mean... I don't necessarily have to have, like, a calendar of events. That's not what my
journal is. Do you use code names?
Yeah. Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, it's probably not necessary anymore, but I just have always done it because I had two older sisters who would read my journals, and so I became clever.
Are they good nicknames or they're stupid?
I don't know. They're just...
Like, somebody could figure it out.
Maybe somebody, like, really close, really, really close to me in my circle could figure out some of the things.
Are they in ruins?
What? Okay. No.
Hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs, yeah.
I see.
I probably don't need to. In fact, I'm not using code names exclusively anymore. Like, when I journal about new people, I don't necessarily give them code names.
Why?
I don't know.
I want a code name.
Maybe you have one.
I'm going to be Wolverine. Maybe Nightcrawler. Mm. Okay.
I was thinking Agnes. Yeah, so I don't... Yes, I do use code names, but I probably don't need to anymore.
Okay, well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's going to be good to document the moment we split. Yes. Yes.
It's only if there's a sound of a lock being broken into.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.